Самоучитель английского языка. Практический курс. Автор Ханс Г. Хоффман. Копирайт Лангеншайд, Берлин, Мюнхен, Вена, Цюрих. Адаптация, методика, Киев. Тексты для развития восприятия речи на слух и диктанты. Урок 1А. Текст.
Arrival in London.
Good afternoon. My name is Berger.
Ah, welcome London, Mr. Berger. I'm Sally Smith from United Tours. Now, let me see. Your hotel is the Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, Sherlock Holmes, after the famous detective. It's in Baker Street, near Baker Street Underground Station.
I see.
Here's the hotel brochure.
Oh, that's useful.
And a theatre ticket for tonight. Have a nice stay in London, Mr. Berger.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Диктант.
Welcome to London, comma. Mr. Berger, full stop. I'm Sally Smith. From United Tours, full stop. Your hotel is the Sherlock Holmes, full stop. It's in Baker Street, full stop. It's near Baker Street Underground Station, full stop. The hotel is named after the famous detective, full stop. Here's the hotel brochure, full stop. And here's a theatre ticket for tonight, full stop. Have a nice stay in London, full stop.
Урок 2А. Текст.
In the coffee shop.
English or continental breakfast, madam?
Continental, please. With coffee. And an orange juice, please.
Very well, madam. What's your room number?
318.
Thank you.
Morning, Rita.
Hello, Mark. Come and join me. How are you?
Fine, thanks. A bit tired, perhaps. And you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks. Where's Annie?
She's still in her room. What time is it, by the way?
Just after 8.
So we're not in a hurry.
No, there's plenty of time. Frank's still in bed. He's very tired. Ah, here's the waitress.
Coffee, sir?
Yes, please. And an English breakfast. Who's that man over there, Rita? His face is familiar.
You're right. But who is he? Someone from television, perhaps?
Yes, television. Oh, he's the detective in that program on Friday nights. What's it called?
Too Tough for Scotland Yard.
That's it. He's the detective in Too Tough for Scotland Yard.
Диктант.
The man with the familiar face is the detective in a television program called, quotation marks, Too Tough for Scotland Yard, quotation marks, full stop. He's in the Sherlock Holmes Hotel, full stop. His room number is 381, full stop. It's just after 8, and he's still in bed, full stop. He's very tired. full stop. There's plenty of time, full stop. He's not in a hurry, full stop.
Урок 3А. Текст.
London. Some information.
Banks. They're open from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Mondays to Fridays. Some large banks are also open from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturdays.
Cinemas. In spite of TV and home video, cinemas are still numerous in London. They're popular too, especially among learners of English. There are dozens of cinemas in and around Leicester Square alone.
Hotels. They're expensive in London. The London Tourist Board can tell you about budget hotels, hostels, and other cheap accommodation. There are a lot of cheap bed and breakfast places in the area around Victoria Station.
Lavatories. The question to ask is, excuse me, where's the toilet, please? Or, could you tell me where the nearest public lavatory is? The automatic music-playing superloos are popular. There are some in Leicester Square.
Parking. This is very difficult and expensive in London, so go by bus, tube or taxi.
Restaurants. There are a lot of foreign restaurants in London. Chinese, Indian, Italian and many others. There are even a few English restaurants. Sandwiches and other snacks are good at many London pubs. Fish and chips, a British favourite, is good and cheap at the Seashell. 49 Lisson Grove, NW1.
Taxis, theatres. London taxis and theatres are the best in the world.
Диктант.
Hotels, full stop. They are expensive in London, full stop. The London Tourist Board can tell you about budget hotels, comma, hostels, comma, and other cheap accommodation, full stop. There are a lot of cheap bed and breakfast places in the area around Victoria Station, full stop.
Урок 4А. Текст.
Phoning London from New York.
Hello?
Is that you, Joan?
Yes. Who's speaking?
This is Vivian, your neighbour. Listen, Joan, would you do me a favour?
Yes, of course, Viv. What is it?
Could you go to my flat?
Go to your flat? Aren't you at home?
No, I'm not. I'm in New York.
New York? You aren't serious, are you?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm here on business. It's something urgent. Look, you know that electric heater on the wall in my bathroom?
Yes.
If it's on, could you turn it off, please?
Yes, of course. Anything else?
Yes. Would you also take the post out of my letterbox and tell the milkman no milk till next Monday?
Righto, Viv. When are you coming back?
On Sunday. Let me give you my address and phone number just in case.
Yes, go ahead.
It's the Clinton Hotel.
Clinton Hotel? Yes.
And the number is New York 279-4017.
279-4017. Right, Viv. Anything else?
No, that's all, Joan. I hope it isn't too much trouble.
No, it's no problem at all.
Have a nice time in New York.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Диктант.
Joan and Vivian are neighbors. Full stop. Joan is in London. Full stop. Vivian is in New York. On business. Full stop. Her phone number in New York is 279-4017. Full stop. Vivian is coming back on Sunday. Full stop.
Урок 5А. Текст.
Birthday presents. Too many people have their birthdays in February.
You're right, Brian. There's Eric's on the 4th and,
Sue's on the 7th.
Joyce's on the 10th.
And Tony's on the 18th.
The 16th.
Oh, yes, you're right. The 16th. The 18th, that's my grandmother's birthday. My problem is, I haven't got enough ideas for birthday presents for all these people.
And just try to find a present for someone like Tony. It's impossible. He's already got everything.
Yes, that's the trouble. Give him a book. If it's his kind of book, he's already got it.
The same with records. He's got all the important things. Symphonies, concertos, operas.
Musicals, jazz.
He must have over 1,000 records.
You can't give him a book or a record, not even a pen or a lighter. He's got too many of them already.
Yes, with Tony it's hopeless. But Sue isn't such a problem.
No, she isn't. What have you got for her?
An earthenware jug.
A jug?
Yes. It's rather nice, you know. She can use it as a vase. She has always got a lot of flowers.
Yes. A vase is always useful. But what about Joyce? I've no idea what to give her. She isn't a great reader, and she isn't interested in music. A vase or a candlestick? But she's hardly ever at home.
What about an umbrella? Or a scarf?
A scarf? That's a good present for Joyce. Thanks for the tip, Karen.
Диктант.
A lot of people have their birthdays in February. Full stop. My problem is, comma, I haven't got enough ideas for birthday presents for them. Full stop. And just try to find a present for someone like Tony, full stop. It's impossible, full stop. He's already got everything, full stop. He's interested in books and records, comma. But you can't give him a book or record, dash. He's got too many of them already. Full stop.
Урок 6А. Текст.
A 22-hour workday. New York, once the largest city in the world, is now only the 9th or 10th largest. Of its over 7 million people, 52% are white, 24% black, 20% Hispanic, and 4% other. As a Korean immigrant, Lee Chang-soon is one of the others. Together with his wife and his mother-in-law, Mr. Lee runs a fruit and vegetable store on Manhattan's Upper East Side. His workday starts at midnight, when he drives his truck to the fruit and vegetable market in the Bronx. It ends at 10 p.m. when he locks the door of his store and goes home with his wife. Here's part of our reporter's conversation with Lee Chang-soon.
Mr. Lee, you're at work when the rest of us are sleeping, and you're still working when we're watching TV in the evening.
Yes. In our kind of business, you have to work long hours. I spend 5 hours at the market every night, and the stores open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. People here want a wide choice of fruit and vegetables. Everything must be fresh and clean and cheap.
Your wife's cleaning lettuce right now, and you're sorting green peas.
Yes, we have to be very quick. There are 15 boxes of strawberries and a lot of asparagus and cauliflower waiting. There's always work to do.
When do you sleep?
Well, when I get back from the market, at about 6 o'clock in the morning, my wife and I first unload and store everything. That takes us about 2 hours. After that, I sleep for an hour or so, and I get a bit of sleep in the evening after work.
Before you leave for the market again at midnight. Life's pretty hard for you and your family, Mr. Lee.
Yes, but that's the way it is. We want to get on. We're not complaining.
Диктант.
Together with his wife and his mother-in-law, Mr. Lee runs a fruit and vegetable store on Manhattan's Upper East Side. Full stop. His workday starts at midnight, when he drives his truck to the fruit and vegetable market in the Bronx. Full stop. It ends at 10 p.m. when he locks the door of his store and goes home with his wife. Full stop.
Урок 7А. Текст.
A job in the sun. Jane, you're a travel rep on the beautiful island of Mallorca. It sounds a dream job, living and working by the Mediterranean all year round, with 2.5 months off in the winter. What exactly do you do, Jane?
Oh, I meet clients when they arrive, see them off when they leave, and look after them during their stay, take them on excursions.
Do you like it?
Oh, yes, I do. But it is hard work.
You mean the hours? How many hours do you work?
7 hours a day, 6 days a week.
That's 42 hours a week.
Yes, but on top of that, we have 4 extra jobs a week as well. You know, like accompanying an excursion, meeting a delayed aircraft at 4 in the morning, that sort of thing.
That's certainly tough.
It is tough. Not much time for sunbathing. I always sleep on my day off.
Do you speak Spanish?
Yes, I do. You've got to know the language in this kind of job. After all, you have to arrange things with the local people. Hotels, transport, entertainment. Not everybody speaks English.
Do you spend your holidays at home?
Part of them. About 6 weeks each winter.
And then you go back to Mallorca for a holiday?
That's right. I love Mallorca in the winter. The island's not so busy then. Sometimes I fly out to the Canaries for a week or two, if it gets too cold in Mallorca.
What kind of person do you have to be if you want to become a rep?
Well, you must be prepared to work hard. You must love people and, oh yes, you should be single.
Диктант.
Jane works as a travel rep in Mallorca. Full stop. She meets clients when they arrive, comma, sees them off when they leave, comma, and looks after them during their stay, full stop. It sounds like a dream job, but it is hard work, full stop.
she and the other reps work a 7-hour day, 6 days a week, full stop. They have to do 4 extra jobs per week, colon. Meeting aircraft during the night, comma. Accompanying excursions, comma. And such things, full stop. Every rep has a 10-week holiday in the winter, full stop.
Урок 8А. Текст.
A commuter's story. I work in the City of London. I don't live there. Nobody lives in the City of London except caretakers and night watchmen. The city has a night population of only 5,200, but a day population of over 400,000. 400,000 commuters every working day. Most of them don't come from central London, but from the vast suburbs in the north, south, east and west. Some don't come from London at all, but from places further away. Small towns and country villages in Kent, for example, or the garden cities to the north of London. The city sucks commuters in like a giant vacuum cleaner every morning. They come by British Rail and the Tube, by bus and on foot. Yes, on foot too. If you stand on London Bridge between 8 and 9 in the morning, you can see thousands of people all hurrying in one direction, north. I come in on one of the countless commuter trains. If the train's on time, I arrive at Cannon Street at 8:53. Often the trains don't run on time. I don't know why British Rail can't keep to their timetables. According to them, it's because the weather's too cold or too hot, because of a strike or some technical failure or any of a long list of other reasons. We live in Blackheath. We, that's my wife, Kay, our daughters, Susan and Vicky, myself, and our dog, Griff. Our house isn't new. In fact, it's 85 years old, and we've still got a heavy mortgage on it. But it's homely, in a quiet road, and not too far from the shops and the school. There's a small garden, just right for people like us who don't have much time for gardening. Kay works part-time in a local accountant's office. We don't see much of each other in the week because I don't get home till about 7, and Kay has all sorts of evening activities in the local community. I don't usually go out in the evenings, except perhaps to play squash or to have a drink with friends at the pub.
Урок 8А. Текст по фотографии.
We apologise for the excessive delays last evening to Brighton Line services. The cause was ice falling in Balcombe Tunnel, which caused damage to equipment.
Диктант.
Most of the people who work in the City of London don't live there, full stop. Every working day, comma, 400,000 commuters come to work in the city, full stop. They arrive by British Rail, comma, by Tube, comma, by bus or on foot, full stop. The trains are often delayed, dash, because of the weather, comma, because of strikes, or technical failures, comma, or for any of a long list of other reasons, full stop. Brian Baker is an accountant from Blackheath in southeast London, full stop. He works in a bank in the city, full stop. He usually leaves for work at 8:15 a.m. and gets back at about 7 p.m.
Урок 9А. Текст.
20 questions.
Well, there isn't much time left. Shall we have a game for a change?
Yes. How about 20 questions?
Bill suggests 20 questions. Does everybody agree? Yes. And who's going to be the challenger? You, Kathy? Fine. Write the name of the object on a piece of paper. Ready? Here we go, then.
Are we looking for a special thing?
No.
Is there one in this room?
No.
Is there one outside somewhere?
No. Oh, dear. Three no's already. We've got to be careful with our questions. Is it alive? No.
So it's not a plant or an animal. Is it man-made?
Yes.
Ah, now let me see. It's man-made, there's no such object in this room, and there isn't one outside either. Is it something useful?
Yes.
Where does one use it?
That kind of question's not allowed, Mike.
Oh, yes, sorry. It's got to be a yes or no question. Does one use it in the home?
Yes.
So you use it in the home. Do men use it?
Yes. Why not?
Now, what kind of answer's that?
It probably means both men and women can use it.
Okay. So it seems everyone uses it.
No, not everyone uses it, but anyone can use it, except perhaps small children.
Oh, gosh, it's getting complicated. Does one use it every day?
No, not every day.
One doesn't use it every day. So it's not a kettle or anything like that. Let me see. Does everybody in this room have one?
No, not everybody in this room, I suppose.
Not everybody has one. But every family, I mean every family in this country?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps not every family, but most families.
Do you use it to clean things?
Yes.
Does it make a noise?
Yes.
So it's some sort of household appliance?
Yes.
A washing machine?
No.
A household appliance that cleans things and makes a noise, but not a washing machine? Is it a vacuum cleaner?
You've got it, Mike. Congratulations.
Диктант.
A vacuum cleaner is a household appliance that cleans things and makes a noise, full stop. Not everyone uses a vacuum cleaner, comma, but anyone can use it, comma, except small children, of course, full stop. Most families have a vacuum cleaner, comma, a washing machine and a TV, comma, but not so many people have home video, full stop. Very few people play games like 20 questions, comma. But they watch other people playing games like 20 questions on television, full stop.
Урок 10А. Текст.
Buying clothes.
You've got a sand-coloured skirt in the window.
Yes, madam. Which one exactly do you mean?
The one that costs £19.99.
Yes, that's our new sports line. They're Italian, very stylish. You'll find them over here. We've got them in sand, light blue and pink. What size are you?
14, I think. Have you got a top to go with it?
Yes, certainly. One of these T-shirts, for example, would look very nice with it.
How much are they?
£7.65. They're pure cotton. What colour would you like?
I think the dark blue might go nicely with the skirt.
I'm sure it'll look very smart. The fitting room's over there.
The customer tries on the skirt and T-shirt.
The skirt fits all right, but the T-shirt's rather tight.
Let me see. Ah, that's a small. You'd better take a medium.
The customer tries on the medium-sized T-shirt.
The medium's fine. How much are these sandals here?
£12.99.
Are they comfortable?
Very. They're selling like hot cakes. I'm wearing a pair myself. They'd go very well with the skirt and T-shirt.
I'll need a size 5.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid I don't have them in a 5. But we're expecting some more in next week.
Okay, I'll try again next week.
Anything else? Some tights? The colours are interesting this year.
No, I'm all right for tights, thanks.
Then that's £19.99 for the skirt and £7.65 for the T-shirt. £27.64, madam. Is it cash?
Yes. Here you are.
She gives the assistant the money.
Thanks very much. I'll put the receipt in the bag.
Thank you. Oh, just a minute. These earrings are pretty. How much are they?
£74.95.
Oh, dear. That's very expensive. They must be real gold.
They are. The stones are garnets.
They're beautiful. I'll have to try and save up for them. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Диктант.
Our new Italian sports line of skirts and T-shirts is very stylish, full stop. We've got the skirts in sand, comma, light blue, comma, and pink. And the T-shirts in dark blue, comma, light and dark green, comma, and white, full stop. Both the skirts and the T-shirts are pure cotton and look very smart, full stop. The price is £19.99 for the skirts and £7.65 for the T-shirts, full stop. We also have sandals for £12.99, which are very comfortable and go very well with the skirts and T-shirts. Full stop.
Урок 11А. Текст.
Back at work.
Hello, Mike. Back from your holiday, then. How are you feeling?
Fit as a fiddle.
You look thinner, too.
Yes. I managed to lose 11 pounds. I feel like 40.
You are 40, Mike. I was at your birthday party 3 months ago.
That's true. But I was feeling like 50 when I went on holiday.
Sounds like some special kind of holiday. Not the usual sunbathing and overeating, I take it.
No, not this time. Do you remember when I came back from Austria 2 years ago? I looked like Orson Welles in his later films. We booked what they call an activity holiday this time.
I don't believe it.
Oh, yes. We got up at 7 every morning and jogged round the lake before breakfast.
You're joking!
No, I'm not. And after breakfast, we played tennis for an hour or so. Then we were off for a swim in the pool and a sauna. And twice a week we had a mud bath and a massage.
And don't tell me, for lunch you had raw vegetables and fruit.
Well, not always. We got a steak now and then. In the afternoon there was an hour's rest. And then we went on a walking or cycling tour.
And how did you spend your evenings?
Oh, we played table tennis or billiards, or took a boat trip round the lake. Once they arranged a dance at the hotel. We tried the discos too, but we couldn't stand the noise.
You didn't visit the local nightclubs?
No. We usually went to bed early. We wanted to be fit for the program the following morning.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're in such splendid form, Mike. Alan's wife just phoned to say he's ill. It's some strange foreign food on his holiday. I'm afraid you're in for some overtime.
Диктант.
When Mike came back from his holiday, comma, he was feeling as fit as a fiddle, full stop. When he and his wife were away on holiday, comma, they got up at 7 every morning and jogged round the lake before breakfast, full stop. After breakfast, they played tennis for an hour or so, full stop. Then they were off for a swim in the pool and a sauna, full stop. In the afternoon, they had an hour's rest and then went on a walking or cycling tour, full stop. They usually went to bed early, full stop.
Урок 12А. Текст.
Trapped in the tube.
A gunman seized £8,500 from a camera shop in Baker Street yesterday, shooting an assistant who tried to stop him. A passerby, 24-year-old secretary Vivian Ford, saw the smartly dressed robber running from the shop and followed him along Baker Street and into Baker Street tube station. When the man got onto a southbound train, she ran up to a London Transport official, shouting that he should stop the train because there was a gunman on it. This woman appeared on the platform shouting for us to stop the train because there was a gunman on board, station foreman David Stokes, 48, said later. We did so, although I suppose it was risky. The staff shut the doors of the train, locking the robber in with the passengers. Police sealed off the station and searched the train coach by coach until they found and arrested the criminal. Many of us didn't know what was happening, said a passenger. It's a good thing nobody panicked. A London Transport spokesman praised the staff for stopping the train. It was a difficult situation for them, he said, but they did the right thing. The shop assistant, Mr. Peter Cartwright, 37, was in satisfactory condition in hospital yesterday evening following an operation on an arm wound. Last night, a man was helping the police with their inquiries.
Диктант.
A gunman seized £8,500 from a camera shop in Baker Street yesterday, comma, shooting an assistant who tried to stop him, full stop. A passerby, dash, 24-year-old secretary Vivian Ford, dash, saw the smartly dressed robber running from the shop and followed him along Baker Street and into Baker Street tube station, full stop. When the man got onto a southbound train, comma, she ran up to a London Transport official, comma, shouting that he should stop the train because there was a gunman on it, full stop.
Урок 13а. Текст.
A master of his craft.
Look in the thrillers section of any bookshop, English or German, and you're sure to find books by Raymond Chandler there. Chandler, who died in 1959, wrote only 7 novels, but they became classics of their kind.
The central character in all of them is Philip Marlowe, a private detective who lives and works in the Los Angeles area. One may say that Marlowe is a typical American hero. Tough, honest, quick-witted, always ready to risk his life for somebody who suffers injustice. Marlowe is poor because Chandler believes it is impossible for a decent man to become rich. He is, in a way, a failure. As Chandler writes in a letter, I see him always in a lonely street, in lonely rooms, puzzled, but never quite defeated. And Marlowe is an idealist. In Chandler's words, he doesn't talk or behave like an idealist, but I think he is one at heart. And I think he rather hates to admit it, even to himself.
Unlike his hero, Philip Marlowe, who was born in Santa Rosa, California, Raymond Chandler was born in Chicago, Illinois, in 1888. When his father left the family, his mother took him to England to stay with her relatives in London. From 1900 to 1905, he attended an English public school and then spent some time in France and Germany in order to learn the languages.
After various jobs in London and Los Angeles and service in France during the First World War, Chandler returned to the United States to live in Southern California, where he eventually became director of a number of oil companies. Fired from his job for drinking, he turned to writing, publishing his first short story in 1933. In 1939, he brought out his first novel, The Big Sleep. This and the novels that followed, together with the film scripts he wrote for Hollywood, made him one of America's leading writers.
His books were ideal material for films. The Big Sleep, Howard Hawks, 1946, with Humphrey Bogart as Philip Marlowe, was one of the best films based on a novel by Chandler. For Chandler, Bogart was just the right actor to play Marlowe. Bogart can be tough without a gun, he wrote in a letter.
Together with his wife, they married in 1924, Chandler lived a rather secluded life, Perhaps for this reason he was a great letter writer. His selected letters, like his novels and short stories, show him as a master of the American language.
Diktant.
Raymond Chandler was born in 1888 and died in 1959, full stop. After the First World War, comma, Chandler went to live in Southern California, full stop. He eventually became director of a number of oil companies, but was fired from his job for drinking, full stop. Finding himself without a job, comma, he turned to writing, full stop. He published his first novel in 1939, full stop. Howard Hawks's film, The Big Sleep, was based on a novel by Chandler, full stop. Humphrey Bogart was the right actor to play Marlowe because he could be tough without a gun, full stop. According to Chandler, comma, Marlowe hated to admit that he was an idealist, full stop. Chandler got married in 1924, full stop. Chandler and his wife lived a rather secluded life, full stop.
Урок 14А. Текст.
Preparing for the holidays.
Have you got everything ready?
Almost. These are your things, mine are over there, and Dave has packed his own bag. It's an awful lot altogether. Shep's things will take up a lot of space too. Have you been to the post office?
Yes. I've told them to hold our mail. And I've paid all the bills.
And you've cancelled the paper and the milk?
Oh, yes. I did that yesterday. I collected the passport, too.
Whose passport?
Dave's. You remember? It had to be extended.
Oh, yes, of course. Goodness, I forgot all about it. There are so many things to think of. Have you talked to John and Mona about the garden?
Yes. John's going to mow the lawn once a week. And Mona will water the plants. They're coming over tonight, so we can show them everything then.
You've told them about the cats?
They'll give them their meal every day, starting tomorrow. But apart from that, they'll leave them to themselves.
We are lucky to have them as neighbours. They're such nice people, and always ready to help.
And reliable.
Yes, absolutely. And fond of animals. All the same, I'm glad they won't have to take Shep this time.
Mm.
Of course, he's already noticed that we're going away. He's following me like a shadow.
I wouldn't want to leave him behind again. He gets so depressed. Thinks we've gone for good.
He'll be happy this time. He loves travelling by car. That reminds me. You've had the car serviced, haven't you?
Oh, yes. They've checked everything. Oil, battery, tyres, breaks the lot. Of course, an old car like ours can always break down, but it isn't likely. Not after all the trouble they've taken with it at the garage. Shall I start putting the things in?
Yes, do. Just look at that dog. He knows exactly what's going on. You can see it in his eyes. Nobody's going to leave me behind this time. That's what you're saying, isn't it, darling?
Diktant.
I've told the post office to hold our mail, comma. I've paid all the bills, comma. And I've cancelled the paper and the milk, full stop. I've had Dave's passport extended, and I've talked to John and Mona about the garden and the cats, full stop. John will mow the lawn once a week, and Mona will water the plants and give the cats their meal every day, full stop. I've had the car serviced too, full stop. They've checked the oil, comma, the battery, comma, the tires, comma, and the brakes, full stop. When we've packed all the bags, comma, we can start putting them in the car, full stop.